Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Dennis. How may I help you?
Oh, I got a letter from you for a loan.
Okay.
You have a reservation code?
Yes, sir. Just one sec. Let me get to that file there. That section. Go ahead.
2311-0501-0038-4206.
4206. All righty. How's your day going?
Fine.
And this is for William Adamson.
Yeah.
You guys are in Pueblo, Colorado, huh? The weather's getting warm for you guys finally?
Yeah, 95.
Yeah, that is really warm. we're actually in we're in Southern California in San Diego.
Oh yeah.
So it's definitely not 95 here, but it's warmer than it has been lately. It's been a little weird outside. It's been we get what's called a May gray and June gloom out here. It doesn't really get sunshiny until around July time frame. But you are William then?
Pardon me?
Is your name William? You're William that called in?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And William, is this the best number for you, the 719-948-4034?
Yeah, that's my home number.
It's your home number? Okay, good deal. Bear with me here. And William, tell me a little bit about your business. It looks like you guys were pre-qualified with us for equipment financing and also working capital. You guys looking to...
Yeah, I feed lambs.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I feed lambs. You know, sheep, lambs.
Okay. I actually raised a couple for FFA when I was growing up in Texas.
Where'd you grow up at?
I grew up in Central Texas. The town is really small. It's called Comanche, Texas.
I know right where it is.
Oh, do you? Okay. Well, there's tons of farming going
out
there.
Not too far from Dublin.
Right. Absolutely. Yep. My best friend from high school actually coaches at Dublin right now. He's a football coach there.
I got a rodeo sculpture of a good friend of mine in Dublin.
Okay.
He's 85 years old. Harry Hopkins.
Small world. I'm sure we probably know some of the same people then.
I go through there. My boy's a geophysicist in Houston for Stat Oil. So we go through there on Highway 36, ain't it?
Yes, sir. Yep. Where I actually grew up at was really close to Lake Proctor off of, I think it's the 11 or something like that. I can't remember now. It's a long time ago.
many
years ago.
What do you get, or what's your interest?
Well, it really just depends. We probably have about, 15 different programs here. Were you guys looking just to take on a cash loan for inventory or something like that?
Yeah,
or?
I just got through buying 965 lambs out of Fresno.
Oh, wow.
I got credit lines. I just wonder what you get for your interest on your cash.
Well, to give you an idea about us, we're a little bit different than maybe a traditional line of credit. We don't just say, here's $250,000, take it when you need it. We're a type of company that looks at your highest revenues. We look at your gross annual sales, and then we usually lend right around 10% of that, of what we find is your gross annual sales. Do you happen to know what that was last year? I imagine with that amount of lambs that you purchased, you guys probably bring in quite a bit of funds off of those bad boys.
Probably. Oh, I don't know. My wife would probably. Well, how much gross income did we have last year? She's got the tax, but it's a lot, though, probably.
Oh, yeah, I imagine so. I mean, if you just...
A couple million, probably.
Okay. Well, we could probably do a line of credit for you or give you financing with an available amount for up to around $250,000.
Yeah, I got, my credit rating, you can look it up. It's right at 8.
Okay, so doesn't get much better than that. So good credit. You guys are doing about $2 million a year, so you should qualify for probably about $250,000.
You still ain't answered the question.
Oh, as far as the actual rate goes. I don't know, buddy. I mean, with that type of credit, our loans are not really credit-driven as far as the actual APR. The loans are not annualized, I guess, for lack of better words. We don't attach an APR to it. It's a fixed cost you pay for the funds. They call it a factor rate, so it just equates to cents on the dollar, really, is how you want to look at it. I'd say if you borrowed $100,000, you'd probably pay back anywhere from $110,000 to $120,000, in that ballpark there. And that's if you went the...
Yeah, you're talking 10, 12% annually.
Well, of the actual funds, right? Probably a longer term than a year. It'd probably be about a year and a half. So, I mean, it'd be less than that. But it's just a different type of loan. There's not an APR. I can't say there's like it's 6% or it's 5% or 3% or whatever. If you have a line of credit right now, I assume it's through probably a larger bank.
I work off a line of credit. But we're getting it for five and three quarters.
Five and three quarters?
One for $400,000, one for $190,000.
Okay. Do you have any availability on those right now?
Yeah, the one I got, we just saw our, they're both way down right now. We ain't got, I just got lambs coming from California now. We're just starting to buy.
Oh, yeah, what part?
Fresno.
Fresno, okay. We got a good Marine Corps buddy that lives
in Sacramento. Tim Gallagher, he loads them for me out there.
Okay.
The one right now I got, I think $380,000 available, and the other one is like $160,000. So we just got one, one or two. We got about two loads of lambs left to they'll be cleaned up then. From lambs we bought last fall, we're just killing them now. Yeah, I'm just interested, but you keep me in mind if you can get a good interest.
Well, we do have lines of credit like you have available. It sounds like you would be the type of candidate that would qualify for it. I just don't know, you know, if you have, sounds like you have around $500,000.
Our income's real good.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys are running a good operation there. I actually took fourth place.
I'm 80 years old. I wouldn't have to work, but we got such good fixed income that we do it for tax break.
Yeah, no, I mean, hey, if you enjoy what you're doing and you like it, then why not, you know?
Yeah. Some kind of program or where you can get or got some money that's cheap interest, keep me in mind. I'd be interested.
You got a lot of credits. I think you will qualify. It sounds like your type of candidate would. I just don't know, you know, how much of rate it's going to be. It would be more traditional, like you mentioned, like you have currently. Do you think you're going to use your lines of credit up anytime soon, or?
Yeah, I'll this summer I won't, but next fall when I buy out of Wyoming and Montana, lambs feed all winter. We'll
gotcha. And you guys just keep them on your property then?
Yeah, right here.
Okay. You must have a lot of acreage.
Well, I only got, we sold a bunch of this. I just got a feedlot, 48 acres.
Okay, so you use it on a feedlot then they're not open range or whatever they call it these days.
No, we don't, they don't go out of pasture, no.
Okay, gotcha.
They go, right into they go into a corral and we feed them.
Gotcha, okay. That makes sense. It's actually probably better. You probably give them better nutrients than what they'd get off the grass.
Well, we buy lambs and fatten them up to kill.
There you go. Yeah, I think whenever I showed my...
You know where Dixon is?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sacramento? I ship a lot of lambs right there to that Superior lamb plant where they kill lambs there at Dixon, right by Sacramento.
Okay. I actually grew up next to a meat processing plant in Comanche.
Yeah.
As well, forget the name of it. I actually worked there a few times in the deer season because they just got so busy.
Where they process the deer? Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually Cox Custom Deer Processing is what they call it. If you're familiar with those guys, they do everything. But
I do a lot of business in St. Angelo.
Okay.
In fact, I might be buying a string of lambs out of there Tuesday. So.
Wow. I think the bad boy I should.
If you ever get any or cheap money, let me know.
Well, I think we have it available for you, actually. Based on what you told me, I wasn't aware of your revenues and whatnot when you initially started talking to me. But based off what you've told me and what you do, I've got a good idea of your industry. Kind of grew up around it a little bit, you know. But to make sure we're able to help you out, though, I don't know if our timing's right. Because if you don't need it until next fall, then, you know, I can get an approval for you now and you can sit on it, but obviously it's going to change.
Yeah.
It's going to change quite a bit. But do you guys use any equipment?
Pardon me?
You guys have a need for any equipment at any of your sites on your acreage there?
I don't go on equipment. I do buy some in the fall if I need it for tax write-off.
There you go. That's Section 179. Section 179 is a pretty neat thing for you guys.
Yeah, I've got. We got feed trucks, and then I got a big loader, and I got bobcat and a little tractor and grinder to grind hay and stuff. Just that's all I got. But no, I don't buy any. I don't buy any new equipment anyway. If I get something, I usually get something that's used and in good shape. You know.
Gotcha.
We're fixed right. up on equipment too. So.
Okay. Well, we offer really good programs for equipment as well. Just kind of let you know that.
Oh yeah. Keep me in mind.
Well, dude, I'm going to keep you on my tickler here. Let me give you my direct number if there's anything you want me to look at. If you run across some great deals and you use up that line of credit between now and then.
Maybe I'll stick with you. Here, I'll write it down. What is it?
My direct number is 858.
858. Okay.
519.
519.
5315. My name is Dennis.
515 what?
858-519. 5-3,
yeah,
it's a 5-5-1-9, actually.
You go to Del Mar Racetrack?
Oh, yeah, I'm actually probably going to be there on this Saturday. They have the county fair going on right now, so we're going to go check that out.
I didn't know if they're running. I always wanted to go there. I go to Santa Anita in February for a couple days always. I was born in San Luis.
Okay. So you're familiar. Pretty neat.
We bought a ranch. We left there at 44, no, 46. My dad bought a ranch up in Wairika.
Okay.
I moved to Colorado at 50, so.
I love Colorado. I've been out there a couple times. You too. I'll be in touch.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.